Rally organizers insist tens of thousands of protesters will march from the southern Israeli town of Netivot toward Gaza to reach the settlement block of Gush Katif by Wednesday. Public Security Minister Gideon Ezra told Israel Radio the government will not allow the protesters to reach Gaza.
He says the military has been instructed not to let the protesters pass.
He warns of trouble if the protesters do not respect the law and says he hopes the situation will end in a way that no one will regret having gone on this march. The military closed off the Gaza settlements to all non-residents last week to prevent outside protesters from reaching the area. Settlers have clashed with police since the closure was imposed. Security forces again scuffled with settlers Monday morning as the settlers tried to break through the blockade. The authorities have detailed up to 20,000 soldiers and police to prevent the protesters from reaching Gush Katif. Settler leader Bensi Lieberman said the government's decision to ban the march is undemocratic. He says the march will go ahead. He says the protesters want to get into Gush Katif, but he also promised they would not defy the police and had no wish for a confrontation. Security forces fear, however, that hardliners among the demonstrators may not adhere to such promises. Monday's planned protest march comes as Israeli troops and tanks remain massed along the Gaza Strip borders, poised for a major military intervention if the Palestinian leadership does not stop militant attacks. Over the past week, 6 Israelis have died, 5 in a suicide bombing in the coastal city of Netanya, and another in a rocket attack launched by Palestinian militants from Gaza. Israel has since gone after Islamic Jihad and Hamas militants, killing at least 8 of them and detaining dozens of others. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he'll do his best to stop the attacks, but he cautions it will take time. An Egyptian delegation has been in Gaza to mediate an end to the violence and a return to the ceasefire that Israel and the Palestinians agreed to 5 months ago. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is also expected in the region this week to ensure that Israel's disengagement from Gaza stays on track for mid-August. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.